Okay, welcome to the Willis City Council regular meeting Tuesday, April 8, 2014. Larry, would you please lead us in the pledge?
Salute. Pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, Larry. All right, I'm going to do my best. I don't have my glasses, so I'm going to hold that way away. Madam Clerk, roll call, please.
Councilmember Finnegan.
Here.
Vice Mayor Taylor Vaughn.
Here.
Councilmember Pella.
Here.
Councilmember Hanson.
Here.
Mayor Pella.
Here. Thank you. Item number four is agenda review. Are there any requested changes by staff?
Nothing from staff, Your Honor. Thank you.
Thank you. Council? No?
Nothing.
Very good. Item 4A is consider acceptance by motion of City Council April 8th, 2014 agenda.
So moved.
Second.
It's been moved and second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Those opposed, motion carries. Item number 5, presentations and proclamations. 5A, Charles Anderson, Regional Public Affairs Manager for the Sacramento Valley Division of the League of California Cities, will give a presentation outlining the services that the League of California Cities provides. Mr. Anderson, thank you.
Is it better to sit or stand?
You can sit however you feel more comfortable.
Let's try. I'll give this a try this way. Yeah. Nice and relaxed. Thank you. Good evening, Mayor Cobb and council members. I'm Charles Anderson. I'm the Regional Public Affairs Manager for the Sacramento Valley Division of the League of California Cities. I placed before the council a small packet of information. All it is pages taken from the League of California Cities website, but I wanted you to have it so that you would remember what resources the League provides as I talk about them. The first thing I wanted to talk about a little bit is the Sacramento Valley Division of the League of California Cities. There's a map in the back of your little packet. And the map just shows how large the Sacramento Valley Division of the League of California Cities is. And it's so large, we tried to subdivide it into three groups, but to try to have some sub-leadership, but that didn't work out so well. So really, the regions only represent places, areas that we try to make sure we conduct meetings in every year. With our last meeting being the one that we had in Orland here, and there were a couple council members that were able to attend, and we're really appreciative of their time, taking their time out to come be a part of the membership. The first page is not as nearly as good as the League of California Cities website is if you actually visited it, but printing it, that's how it came out. But one of the great things about that front page of the League of California Cities website is that the bill search is right there at front. So if you have a question about a bill, you can click on that, type in the bill number, and not only will it come up with exactly what the status of that piece of legislation is, where it is in the legislative process, but it'll also say who the staff person is that is working on that piece of legislation, and it'll show in a little line bar, for lack of a better description, exactly where in that legislative process is. So you can see, is it in the first house? Is it in the second house? Is it in a policy committee? Is it just sitting in rules committee? Because that actually can happen with some legislation where it doesn't get assigned a policy committee for a while, and you may want to know what's happening with that. That's the best thing. At the top of the League's website are a series of tabs. And the first tab, if you go to this next page, is education and events. And you're probably familiar with the League of California Cities annual conference, but we don't only do our annual conference. We actually have a number of department-related conferences where people, staff from your cities can get extra additional training that can help them do their job better. For example, the city clerks has their new law and election seminar, which can be very helpful and keep the cities out of hot water. The next page is policy and advocacy. Another thing that cities typically think of when they think of the League of California Cities is that we serve as kind of a lobbyist. We advocate. We do a lot of advocacy in the state level, at the state level and the federal level, and we work to help protect local control and also to try to keep local revenues, local property tax, local sales tax, try to keep as much of that local as possible so that you can provide the services you need that your citizens have requested to you. But not only do we do policy and advocacy, but we also have developed policy platforms. And so if, for example, we are sending out an action alert and that action alert is asking your city manager or perhaps the mayor to send a letter to your legislator, it can be can accelerate the process greatly, and a lot of times time is of the essence, if you have a policy principle in place that already says if that subject matter falls within your policy principle, then yes, this is our position and let's send a letter. And it has, the league has their own policy principles, and if you want to use that as a starting point to see what can be agreed on or not, I think that's a good place to start. The next page has just more legislative and advocacy resources. And then under the resources section, it just talks about different things that the League of California Cities does. We've been working on some stuff with charter cities and trying to help cities who want to become charter cities to have the information to do that. Also, cities are always looking for financial solutions to try to piece together different revenue resources to be able to complete projects. Also, there's information on the legislative process, which is very complex. It also talks about the importance of open government. And then one thing that I wanted to focus on briefly is two things that are not directly part of the League of California Cities, but they exist because of the League of California Cities and the counties, is the Institute for Local Government. The Institute of Local Government is almost like an educational clearinghouse for local government. And they have many, many publications on how to do the job of being a council member, what the role of the city manager is, what the role of the city clerk is, also in learning some basics in budgeting and so on. Many of those things that if you had the opportunity to attend the new Mayors and Council Members Academy at any time, a lot of that information that is in new Mayors and Council Members Academy is derived from the resources that are in provided at the Institute for Local Government. By the way, the publications that they have on there, you can get them in hard copy, and I believe that most cities, I think, should have somewhere a hard copy of all the publications. Or the majority of them, but they, if not, they are also, you can print them as a PDF, or you can request a copy, and they only charge for the printing material costs of the publication. But it has everything in there, as you can see, ethics, transparency, public engagement, et cetera. The last thing that I want to talk about very quickly was a website called California Local Government Finance. It's at californiacityfinance.com. We contract with this person, Michael Coleman, who is, we call him a local government finance guru, and the state actually works with him quite a bit to try to get some information, because he has basically created a clearinghouse of local government finance. And so you'll go in there and there's all kinds of charts and tables and everything where you can, that are particular not only to your city, but the region and the state. And it's constantly being updated with new information. So for example, if you're wanting to know how much the city is going to get for, or should get for their, the gas excise tax, which used to be a highway user tax, that information is always changing, and so that information can be found there as one resource. And it's broken down into categories, and so you can just go through the categories, and if whatever is of interest to you, you'll probably be able to find it there. But the reason why I'm here was not only just to remind you about the various resources that the League of California Cities provides, but also to remind you that I am a resource to you. I work to represent to the best of my ability the cities that are in the Sacramento Valley Division. There are 59 cities, and my goal is to make sure that the league knows what's going right with the cities that are in this division, and also what they could use some help with, and I can relay that back to them. Also, if you don't have time or you just don't know where you should even go, if you have a question, please look at me as a first resource to let me kind of do the walking for you to try to get those answers. And I don't often have the answers right off the top of my mind. But I do know where to get the answers, and I'll work to do that for you. And so please remember to use me as one of your resources. And that is all I have, unless the council has any questions for me.
Thank you. Council?
No.
Gary?
No, thank you for the information. I know I attended the new mayor and council members academy here, and that was definitely worth the time. It was very good information, so thank you.
Good. Thanks. All right, thank you, Council.
Thank you very much, Mr. Anderson. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, item number 5B is the California Water Service Local Manager Rosanna Moreno and Water Quality Program Manager, I hope I get this right, Shreya?
That's right.
Thank you. We'll update the Council on progress of the Chromium 6 pilot study and future compliance schedule.
Thank you. I'm Rosanna Moreno, local manager, and I'm joined by Shreya Ramesh from our general office. I'd like to thank the council for the opportunity to give you an update. I'm here to talk about Chrome 6 and our where we are in the process. If you all remember, back in August of 2013, a proposed MCL was set down by the state, a draft MCL. So. We are waiting. California Department of Public Health is to release their final maximum contaminant level for drinking water in by April 15th, 2014. So that's a few days away. The proposed draft was 10 parts per billion. It's equal to 10 drops in an Olympic-sized swimming pool. All of Willow's wells exceed the 10 parts per billion. On average, our wells are 15.5, so we're barely over the MCL that they're proposing. Our compliance timeline is as early as October 2014. We've been busy as a company with our support group of engineering and water quality and our local here. We have been pilot testing at 4 well sites here in Willows, and we're testing different resins for efficacy, tracking the performance of these different resins as they've been presented to us. We're nearing an end to that. I think that's been in progress about 5 weeks. Phase B will be to test different hydraulic loading rates for the sizing of the vessels. That pilot study should begin around April 28th, and I will be updating you as well as to when that actually goes into effect. That will be very important for us in sizing of vessels and staying within our footprint and keeping our cost as low as possible in the purchase and installation of the equipment. And optimizing treatment to eliminate waste discharge. We know that the discharge is very expensive. So that is something that we're also looking at. And treatment installation, ion exchange. We are currently evaluating vendor proposals for at least 3 of our sites. So we're looking at cost, the efficiency and the efficacy of what these units will give us. And most importantly, what we've been up against is a timeline. We're looking at least eight months per site to install the equipment. So that would entail permitting, planning, construction, and testing. So you're looking, and 8 months is very ambitious. We're gonna be able to do this, but it's very ambitious. It's gonna depend on when they set this MCL and the clock starts ticking for us. Bottom line is, we need more time to comply. And so not only am I here to give you an update and answer any questions along with Shreya, but to talk a little bit about a few things that you can do now. Cal Water Association, and the Association of California Water Agencies are proposing to extend this compliance period to 5 years. And you can also talk to your local representatives, your senators, and Governor Brown, and discuss with them the impact to the community. With that, I thank you for your time, and if you have any questions.
Thank you, Ms. Marino. Larry, you have any questions?
Thanks for the presentation and the update. Preaching to the choir here, but yeah, it's a amazingly short compliance timeline. Begs the question of, did they really know what they're typing when that came out? And I'd like to see the city communicate again with our elected reps and the regulatory agency about the need for at least a 5 year compliance timeline, because this is cutting edge technology. And as you said, and I've heard, you know, you're still developing the process and the equipment to remedy this. And then you, like you mentioned, on the waste discharge, you have to do something with the chromium you accumulate. So that's a problem. It's not like you're going into the belt buckle business or anything. So that's a big hurdle for you to have to surmount. So anyways, this is what I got to say.
Thank you.
Well, I know that Councilman Domenichini is very well versed in water issues. So what you said, same here. I am very concerned about it. So Rosanna, if you're doing three testing, three sites, and there's pilot testing at four well sites and vendor proposals for three, where did the other one go?
At least three.
At least three.
Yeah, at least three. Because we are we're sensitive to the cost. And if we can run a system with three, but we are actually looking at four. Three or four, depending on max day and what we will absolutely need.
So how does this impact someone who drills a new well? I mean, it's in the city of Willows for your service, but does this extend to, is it only public water systems, or does it extend to private systems?
It's a public water system. A consumer can, are you asking me, as a consumer drilling a well?
Yeah, I guess I was thinking that if this standard applies statewide, or, you know, that this is the standard, so someone who is selling property and has a well drilled and has to have that well tested, is that going to become an issue for that?
You know, I'm going to let Shreya answer you, Terry.
My understanding is they are exempt, but it will really depend on the language that's in the final MCL. The MCL language as it stands, from my understanding, does apply to public water supplies. But if somebody else, like a consumer or another entity, wants to drill their own well, there are separate regulations that govern the water quality that is required for those wells.
Okay.
So I can't tell you right now, depending on how the final MCL does come out, but my understanding is that it will be, there are separate regulations for it.
Okay, thank you.
Larry?
Oh, no, thank you.
Gary?
Oh, thank you, Mr. Mayor. Yeah, thanks for the report. Yeah, very informative. So, yeah, my question is, and I think I know the answer, but when the Department of Public Health releases that final report as of next week, that's it? Is that final? I mean, you know, I see item number four, you know, request to meet with elected officials in Sacramento, but once that report's issued by DPH, is that set in stone then?
There will be a...
Or is there an appeal process to that that final report?
The next step in that, and I'll let Shreya correct me if I'm wrong, but there's if they do issue on April 15th, there'll be a 15-day comment period available.
And then that's it.
And then
The regulation is...
As far as what step they're going to take next.
The regulation.
We will have an opportunity within those 15 days to comment.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you. So Cal Water and the various associations you notice are trying to fight the entire proposal. But have you received any feedback or any inside information that you can share with us about how that's going? The lobbying effort against the proposal. Have you received any feedback at all? Nothing.
Yeah, not at this time. I was looking at Shreya to see if she'd heard anything, but nothing at this time either.
Okay. All right. Well, thanks. I know when Larry and I were down attending the hearings, I signed up to receive information, and I have yet to receive any. I used my home address. I have yet to receive any information. And my email address, I've got nothing. Received absolutely nothing from DPH. So I don't know. Have you, Larry? Yeah. That's interesting. So, okay. Well, thank you. Thanks for the presentation. Thank you, Mr. Mayor. That's all
I
had.
Thank you. And I, too, thank you for your presentation. I just, basically, we're hoping on this 15-day period for them to approve the 5-year extension. Is that right? So we'll just have to pay very close attention to that. And if we can help out in any way, you certainly have my support. Okay. Well, thank you very much. If you, we can take a quick recess if you want to. Okay. Yeah.